Today's daf in Masechet Kiddushin, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKedesh, is daf Lamed Zayin, and we're holding right at the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, where we have our new Mishnah to begin. So we've been talking about the relationship of men and women to mitzvahs. We've been talking about kinyanim. We've been talking about the way that those kinyanim make a nafkamina in terms of mitzvahs, the chiyuvin mitzvahs, because ultimately we got into the specific inyanim of balut and the question of a mitzvah avala ben, and the relationship of the chiyuv of an isha to bala and the ptur from the mitzvahs that are tzluyos bizman and so on. Now we come to a new concept. Just like we began with the interrelationship of the dinim of kiddushin directly to the inyanim of karka, and we found out that it was not coincidental that the first kinyan of karka was where we were introduced to the relationship of Avram and Sarah, the Dafka, in terms of kinyanim, and this was the special limo that we had from kach and kach, kicha, kicha, we stay Ephron. It turns out that there is a fascinating, and of course that kicha, kicha was the first kinyan that Avram Avinu had in Eretz Yisrael. So it turns out that there's also a fascinating dependency in the chiyuv of a mitzvah on the question of whether you are in Eretz Yisrael or not. So we're back really all the way at the beginning of the interrelationship of the kinyanim to mitzvahs. And it turns out, says the Halakha Mishnah, that kol mitzvah shehi teluya ba'aretz ina leheged ela ba'aretz, v'she'ina teluya ba'aretz noheged bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Now, it's not clear what tluya ba'aretz means. There's two possibilities. One is, of course, the way that we're all used to thinking, that tluya ba'aretz refers to a mitzvah that involves a chiyav of something that is agricultural, therefore requires the aretz, and it makes sense that it would be dependent in the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. But the other way of understanding it is that the pasuk makes it dependent on your coming into Eretz Yisrael. Now, you'll remember that there are many psukim about mitzvahs that begin with the words ki tavo, or v'haya ki yevi'acha, or b'vo'acha el ha'aretz. So these mitzvahs seem to be dependent, in the way that the pasuk introduced them, dependent on k'nisa la'aretz, because it says b'feresh, when you come into the aretz. Maybe that's what it means, which would be, of course, completely different meaning and would yield us very different results, as we'll see. So that the Gemara is going to discuss. What precisely is the meaning of tluya? So this is the general rule, but there's, again, very specific exceptions. Chutz min ha'orla v'kilayim. That orla v'kilayim are definitely agricultural, and they're certainly nogea, the dinim of the aretz. We'll see which explanation of tluya this follows. And af al pikin, there is still an iser of orla and kilayim in chutz la'aretz. And this is not necessarily straight out in the pasuk. The orla is halach l'mashem Sinai, and kilayim, we're going to see later on, is a drabbanan. But nonetheless, it's still nogea. And comes along Rebbe Eliezer, and he says, Af ha-chadash. Also, the iser chadash, that's not sure, clear what he means. Also that is also noig in chutz la'aretz, or that is also considered to be a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, and is only an aretz, that we're going to see in the Gemara, how to interpret the machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanan. So we'll keep that open, even though it seems quite obvious the way Rebbe Eliezer is, the simple way of reading this is that Rebbe Eliezer is saying that even the inyan of Chadash is also something which applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll see why the Gemara is not quite certain that that is the correct explanation. So first of all, let's get the word straight. What exactly does tluya mean? My tluya, umay she'ina tluya. So we could say that tluya, and really that's a very reasonable explanation, that the Torah makes it dependent on the fulfillment of something. That's called tluya. Always means that, tluya, dependent on, up in the air until this is determined. So Ilema Tuluya would mean wherever the Torah spoke about Bia, Kitavo, Vohachem, whatever it is. And She'ina Tuluya is where there was never any mention in the Pasuk in the Torah about Bia. Maybe that would be the explanation. If that's the case, so then we would have all types of different kind of conclusions. Because let's say Tefillin and Peter Hamor, I mean, we know that those, we wear them in our tefillin. Right? That parsha of Yakiv Yacha isn't talking about agricultural things. It's talking about wearing tefillin. And it's talking about, actually, the mitzvah of Pidyon Peter Hamor. So that would have included them also. So, I mean, is that what you think it means? Or are you trying to tell me that tefillin and Peter Hamor? According to this explanation, it says Vayaki Viyacha. I mean, it's very clear that it's Tluya Bevia, and yet we do know that Noagin, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Bechutz La'aretz. It's clear that people all over are makbid on those mitzvahs, even in Chutz La'aretz, and as Tosfos points out, even if that were only Derabbanan. I mean, we listed in the Mishnah Kilayim, which is Derabbanan, so then why wouldn't we have listed Tefillin and Peter Hamor? So it's clear that this is not the explanation of Tluya. We're going to have to find another definition. Ella, so therefore we have Rav Yehuda's approach. Omer Rav Yehuda, what it means is like this, and this is the way that everybody is used to thinking about mitzvahs ha-tluyos ba'aretz. What it really means is, Go mitzvah she'i chovat haguf, something which is dependent, that is the meaning over here, dependent. What it means is, if you have a body, then they are noheges. So they're a chova on your own self. And that is noheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, because it's irrelevant where you are. It's a question of what you are. But if the mitzvah is dependent on, that is to say, it is something that is oriented towards what the land is, so it's an agricultural chiyuv, so then it's a chovat hakarka. There, it makes sense that the Torah makes it dependent on the earth of which the agriculture refers. And so because of that, we understand that that would be a very simple distinction, a logical distinction. So in other words, all of those things, such as the tefillin and the Peter Hamor, and keeping Shabbos, and Mila, and Arayas, and not doing Avodah Zarah, all of those things are irrelevant where you are. Masha'en kein echovas hakarkas, we've got all of our dinim, the leket, shikha, peah, trumas, maisus, chala, shvias, chodesh, orla, kilayim, and so on. Those things are all directly nogea, the karka, and those things require the Eretz Yisrael Kedusha in order for them to be chiyuv. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, how do we know that? So we know it immediately. Well, the Tanur Rabbanan, look at this pasuk and you'll see that this is the way that Moshe Rabbeinu introduces the Shmiras HaTorah, and he's standing before entry into Eretz Yisrael, and it says, Eila hachukim v'mishpatim asher tishmurun la'asod ba'aretz asher natan Adonai Elohei avotecha lecha lerishta Kol hayamim asher atem chayanim al ha'adama. So first of all, what is the meaning of each one of these words? Chukim, mishpatim, shmira, asiya. What are the different levels? So let's understand that first of all. Chukim. So chukim refer to midrashas. Those dinim that are actually not clear to us, but require us to work through Ba'amelu Satera. This is Imbechukotai Telechushetiyu Amelim Betera. That you need to break it into its parts and to be Doresh, to search for solutions. So that is the Chuke Hatera, in which it's never clear to us until we go through, because it's not a natural understanding. It requires us to work very hard and to understand what exactly this means. Mishpatim. Mishpatim is Kipshute. The meaning of Mishpatim refers to the various dinim, as we see in Parshas Mishpatim. These are elements that we do have a natural sense of, and all of those in Yanim are what we call dinim. Shmira, Shmirah always means observance. Guarding is the correct word, really. And that means you have to make certain that you have a structure of all of the sense of what the Torah is from a holistic point of view. And that's why it's called the Mishnah, the way that it is set up. And that brings you to La'asot Ma'aseh, because once you have the Mishnah, then the Limud is Mevili De Ma'aseh. And it says, all of this is only true, Baretz. Huh? So then you might think that this would mean all mitzvahs are only going to be Chiyuvim Baretz. Yocho Kola Mitzvot Kulan Lo Yunoagim Ela Baretz, which in a sense is true, as the Ramban has explained, as we've seen many times, that really the Chiyuv of mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael is Begeder Atzivei Lach Tziyunim, that it shouldn't be strange to you. Obviously, it doesn't mean that it's only a Darabonin or something like that, but it means that the relationship that we have to mitzvahs and chutz l'aretz, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those mitzvahs, but the reason that there are mitzvahs is because there is still the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, ultimately, you will be able to be mekayim this mitzvah in terms of your relationship to creation. Fine. But lemaisa, you might think that there's really no chiyuv of mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael. But then read on. It says, beferish kol hayamim asher atem chayim al ha'adama. So long, any of the days that you live on this planet. Well, I mean, this planet, certainly all the days that you live, include all the time that Hashem Yirachem, that Klal Yisrael is in Golus and is still needs to keep mitzvahs. So, okay, so then if that's the case, it seems that it's saying that it does not have to be Baretz. So, I b'kol hayamim, yochu yunagim bein Baretz bein b'chutz l'aretz? So then, would you indeed conclude that mitzvahs are anywhere on this planet? No, Talmud lomar Baretz. Oh my gosh. So, which way do we read it? Achar shiriba katuva miyed. So now, in one sense, the Torah is including the entire planet. Asher tam chayim al adama kol hayamim, whatever the situation is. In the other sense, it says beferish. No, only if it's baretz. So on the one hand, the Torah is being marba chutz l'aretz, and on the other hand, the Torah is being memayet chutz l'aretz. So how do you know what the rule is? Ah, well, one of the yud gimel midot that we were just reading when the chazan went over in the morning, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, one of those yud gimel midot was a davar halamed minyano. Something that is learned from the context of what's mentioned in the context of the pasuk. Well, what's mentioned? Well, the next pasuk says, "Abeita abdum." Right after kol hayamim, asher atem chayim al adama. What are those mitzvahs like? The things that are the kol hayamim, asher atem chayim al adama. Those are the mitzvahs that are similar to the next pasuk, "Abeita abdun et kol hamikomot asher avdu shem agoyim," and so on. So what does that tell us? That just like Avodat Kochavim is a mitzvah miyuchedet, which is a chovat haguf, and over here there's a mitzvah to destroy Avodat Kochavim, so too is anything like that, noeges, just this mitzvah is noeges, bein baretz, bein b'chutz l'aretz, so too is anything like that. Kol shehi chovat haguf, noeget bein baretz, bein b'chutz l'aretz. So even though this is a fascinating issue in the Rishonim, because what it's referring to over here is not, of course, Avodah Zarah itself, but rather the destruction of places of Avodah Zarah. Now, the truth is that many of the Rishonim learn that this is a big problem, because the destruction going after Avodah Zarah to destroy it is indeed a chiyuv in terms of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Noeges B'chol Makom. And fascinatingly, the Rambam brings that it is Noeges Chutz L'aretz. But he understands that the difference between Chutz L'aretz and Eretz Yisrael in terms of this mitzvah is that in Eretz Yisrael, one has to actually chase and search. So search and destroy. And in Chutz L'aretz, there's no din of search and destroy. But if you come across Avodah Zarah, you need to be Ma'abed Avodah Zarah. Okay, so now we get to the machlokas between the Tanakam and Reb Eliezer. What is the din about Chodesh? So the Mishnah says, everything that is dependent on the agriculture does not apply in Chutz L'aretz. Chutz min ha'or lav akilayim, which does. And now Reb Eliezer says, also Chodesh. Now, it's not clear to us at all. Is Rebbe Eliezer coming Lekula? Or is Rebbe Eliezer coming Lechurma? How does that make sense? I mean, isn't it obvious that he's saying that also Chodesh is Noeg and Chutz Laretz, right? No, not right. Now, the only reason that we'd want to say not right is because of the way that we see that they analyze the Psukim a little bit later. Obviously, your first take on this is that the Mishnah is clearly saying that according to Rebbe Eliezer, Chodesh is just like Orla and Kalayim, which, despite being a Chodes HaKarka, is Noeg in Chutz Laretz. But we'll see, now the Gemara is going to explain itself, why would we think otherwise? Because if it's Lechumra, then it, obviously the Tanakhama is saying something different than what we think it's saying. So Lechumra Polik, if Rebbe Eliezer is saying that it's Noeg in Chutz Laretz, so then the Tanakhama would be saying what we thought. Chutz min Orla, min Hakalayim, because over there we have Halacha L'Beishim Yisinai, at least Orla, and as far as the Kalayim is concerned, it's much more later on, it's not a Halacha, but it's a Dinder Abonan, but that we'll see when we get there. So over there, even though you would have thought that it's clearly agricultural, and Afa Gavdi Kalamimah Chovat Karkahi, and therefore it would not be Nogea outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it's a special din that we have either Midrabban or Halacha L'Beis Sinai. Ma'asha Einken, other agricultural issues, such as Chodesh. Chodesh, no, there was no Gezerah on Chodesh. Chodesh Ba'aretz in, B'chutz La'aretz lo. Now, obviously, you could have said things like Truma and Meiser, because we do have Gezerah Drabbanan in about Truma, right? Or we have Chalas, Chutz La'aretz. But all of those things do not apply all over. There's specific gezeras and areas that are close to Eretz Yisrael, where we have the overall chiyuvim. Here we're talking about whether there's a general chiyuv in Chutz La'aretz that would be included in Kol HaYamim Asher Atem Chayim Al Adama. So Chodesh, I would say that it is Dafka Ba'aretz, but Chutz La'aretz lo. Why? Well, because it's clear why. It's only a din in Eretz Yisrael, right? Okay. So that's what one would say. So Chodesh is Baretz in, B'chutz La'aretz lo. My Tanya, well, because it doesn't apply B'chol Moshevotechem, because even though it says B'chol Moshevotechem, now here is the issue. And now we could start understanding why the Gemara is in doubt about the real meaning of the Tanakhama. The real issue is that in our minds, subconsciously, something has been bothering us. And what's bothering us is that the Isser of Chodesh, it says beferish, chukat olam ledorotechem bechol moshvotechem. I mean, like any two-year-old who reads that knows that, well, of course, the Torah said specifically that I am mechuyev to be nizoyer in Chodesh, even in Chutz La'aretz. And that's probably why the Mishnah didn't even mention it. Because, I mean, it's obvious that this, I mean, like the Gemara often says, I need a Mishnah to tell me what a Bar Bei Rav knows, what any child who goes to kindergarten knows. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that. So the Tana didn't bother telling me that, but that's been bothering us, right? So therefore, I say to myself, okay, if I hear that the Tanakhama over here doesn't mention Chal, so one way of understanding it is that even though one would think that it's pretty clear that that Chodesh does apply all over, apparently the way that the Tanakhama understands Chol Moshevotechem, what it really means is when you find yourself a real Moshav, in other words, after you've come into Eretz Yisrael, but not as soon as you walk in, because it took 14 years to do all of the fighting and the settling down and the court cases about who gets what and where. Only after 14 years was there, that's called Yerusha V'Yeshiva. So therefore, the Moshav, the Chol Moshevotechem, doesn't mean wherever you are on the earth. It means when you finally are settled down in your Moshav in Eretz Yisrael. Then you're chayev. But it certainly doesn't come to include Chutz La'aretz. Now, okay, if that's what the Tanakhama is saying, so then when Reb Eliezer would come along to say, even Chadash is Noeg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Ba'chutz La'aretz, that would be L'chumra. And where would he get that from? He would get that from precisely that pasuk that's been bothering us. He says, listen, it says B'chol Moshevatechem. B'chol Moshevatechem means any place where you live on this planet. And therefore, it means that you're chayev even in Chutz La'aretz. Masha Enke in the Tanakhama says, no, it's a big kula. It means even in Eretz Yisrael, you weren't chayev in Chadash for the first 14 years. Okay, that's the simple way of reading the Mishnah, but the Mishnah could be read in the other direction. Maybe Reb Eliezer Gufa was the one going Lakula, because then we would understand that the Tanakhama is saying like this, everything is only Chal in Eretz Yisrael except from Orla and Kiloy HaKerem, which is Halacha L'Rosh Misinai or Derabbanan. As to Chadash, I mean, it's obvious. I don't have to mention Chadash. I mean, Kolchik and Chadash is going to be Chayiv outside of Eretz Yisrael. It even says Beferish in the Pusik itself that it's only Nogea, that it's even Nogea outside of Eretz Yisrael. It says Bechol Moshevotechem. So that's a given. And the meaning of Kol Moshevotechem in this version, according to the Tanakhama, would be that Bechol Moshevotechem means anywhere where you are living on this planet. So why don't I mention it? Again, why should I mention something that any two-year-old knows? I mean, for heaven's sakes, you read the Pasuk and you know that the Torah said, Beferish, the Isra of Chadash is Chal in Chutz La'aretz. But then if that's true, so then when Reb Eliezer was saying, well, not so, even Chadash, he meant even Chadash is only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. So then he was the one that was coming to be Mekel. And when he said even, he was going back on the opening of the Mishnah, that anything which is Teluya Ba'aretz, it's a Chova on an agricultural din, is only in Eretz Yisrael. Not like you're saying that just because it says Moshavot, that that means that Chadash is even in Chutz La'aretz. Not so. Chadash is in a Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. And what is the meaning of Bechol Moshevotechem? After you got settled in that Moshav, while we were sitting over there, you know, in the immigrant camps and so on, we're waiting to find you a place, and the Sochnut is driving you crazy, there you're not Chayev in the midst of Chodesh. But after you settle down in your Moshav, Bechol Moshevotechem, then you're Chayev. That's what it would mean. That would mean that Reb Eliezer is talking Lakula, and when he says Afa Chodesh, he's going back to the opening klal in the Mishnah, our very first rule. Only things that are not Chorvas HaKarka are Noheg in Eretz Yisrael, and that includes even, says Reb Eliezer, Chodesh, only in Eretz Yisrael. So we're not quite certain who says what. I mean, the Svaras are clear. I mean, it's not very complicated. The question is, which one was the Rabbanan, and which one was Reb Eliezer? Tashma. The truth is, we cannot derive that directly from the Mishnah, but we can see from the way that the Amoraim developed the Mishnah early on that they obviously had a Kabbalah that it was one way or the other. And that we can see from Abaye, the Omer Abaye. Man Tana de Pola Gavai de Reb Eliezer. Who is the Tanakhama? Who is the Tanakhama that argues with Reb Eliezer? Now we're about to see, okay, we will now find out what this Tanakhama actually holds. Was the Tanakhama going L'chumra and Reb Eliezer L'kula? Or was the Tanakhama going L'kula and Reb Eliezer L'chumra, which is the simple way to understand it? Well, says Abaye, that Tana is Reb Yishmael, because I'll show you from the Braita that this is the Shita of Reb Yishmael, the Tanya. Since it says, now remember that in Shlach, right after the terrible Gezerah of Arboim Shana Bamidbar that we had to go through because of the Chet HaMeraglim, which was finished only on yesterday, on Tainis Tzom Gedalia, which was the finale of the Meraglim, the politicians who all have their own issues in mind, and they persuade everyone else not to even think about what's serious in life. So right after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt very sad for us, as Rashi explains, and he told us not to give up, and that soon you will be chayev, this wonderful new mitzvah, כי תבואו אל ארץ מושבותיכם אשר אני נותן לכם. And then we have this new mitzvah, and you're bringing your korban ayla, you're bringing your korban shlamim. These are the nisafim. This is the wine that you have to bring with it. Fine. So that's the immediately afterwards. And the Torah makes a big fuss about ki tavohu el eretz moshvotechem. Now note, by the way, that over here, the concept of moshvotechem follows the word of ki tavohu, right? In other words, if you have the word moshavot beferish after you've already arrived, kitavo, so then it certainly seems like the moshavot refers to the moshav in Eretz Yisrael, not b'chol moshavotechem, even in Chutz La'aretz. So, I mean, there may be two very, very different connotations to a moshavotechem that follows kitavo than to a moshavotechem that seems to actually say, don't worry about kitavo and b'chol moshavotechem. That's quite clear. All right, but we'll see whether, I mean, because we seem to have ignored that obvious distinction here. But in any event, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a classic ki tavou together with Eretz Moshvotechem. Now, it says over there that this teaches us, says the Tanakhama, which is, as we'll see, Rabbi Shmuel, lelametcha, shekol makom shenemar bo moshav, where you see that word moshav, it means la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So what does that mean? That B'chol Moshvotechem does not include Chutz La'aretz. It means even a deeper involvement in Eretz Yisrael. After 14 years, after the actual Knesset in Eretz Yisrael, then you're finally settled, and then you come into these mitzvahs. So says Rabbi Yishmael. So in other words, he holds that the meaning of Asher Ani Noten Lecha has to be telling you that there's only a mitzvah after you're already in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what this means, as Rashi explains, that the idea specifically of Asher Ani Noten Lechem, since the Moshavot over here cannot possibly mean, according to Rabbi Yishmael, all of the Moshavot. That's a given up front. Why? Because how does he know that? Because since over here we're talking about specifically the chiyuv of bringing the Nesachim, and since it says Asher Ani Noten Lachem, and this is very important to understand, that we have, let's just back up for a minute and remind ourselves of the dinim of the various mekumos that Klal Yisrael brings korbanos. So we have a concept of a mishkan, a concept of a bomas tzibur, and a concept of a bomas yochid. Now, where we're talking about a mishkan, that is a place where the Shechina settled, which could be Shiloh, which could be Yerushalayim, and where those places are inhabited, kavayachol, with the Shechina that has selected a place, then no other place can be used to bring a korban. So those were those two places, Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Then we have a concept of the Mishkan itself, of course, in the Midbar, which was Bashras HaShechina in the Midbar, where also you could only bring things in the Mishkan. Okay, so then we have three places that we call Mishkan or Migdash. We also have special times in which there was a community boma where everybody would come to, and that was during the 14 years where we first came into Eretz Yisrael. We were busy fighting, did not settle down, and set up in Gilgal, set up a mizbeach that everybody could come to and bring the karbonis that are only brought by a mizbeach of the tzibur, and then individuals could make their own boma on their rooftop, in their backyard. That's called a bomas yochid. And the only korbanos that are mutter to bring on a bomas yochid are brought there. There was no din of bringing the sachim together with a korban brought on a bomas yochid, because it says, Asher Ani Noten Lachem, according to Rabbi Shmuel. And Lachem means a boma that is yours. It's a community boma. After Shiloh came along and was built, That was the end of the right to bring anything on a Bar Masyachid. When Shiloh was destroyed over 360 years later, then there was an additional brief period, which is called the period of Nov and Giv'on. Those two locations were also called community bamas, but in those times it was also mutter to be makriv on a bamas yochid. Now, what Rabbi Shmuel holds that the meaning of the pasuk here is, asher ani noten lachem, is that the dinim mentioned in this pasuk is only on a bama that is lachem. It's only on a community bama, or obviously in the Mishkan or in Shiloh or in Yerushalayim. In those places, you bring your karbonas together with the nesachim. That's what it's coming to tell me. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when it says moshvot, it can't possibly mean chutz la'aretz, because you for sure are talking about only where there is a community bama. The community bama only existed in Gilgal, Nov, and in Givon, obviously only in Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel says, so what then is the pasuk talking about when it says moshvotechem? It's obviously talking about Eretz Yisrael, where it's possible to have a bomas tzibur. So wherever that is, whether it's in Gilgal, you would have thought maybe once Shiloh was built, that you're not able once again to build a bomas yochid. And kamashmalan, that there is such a time, but even so, the only place that you would bring nesachim is in the actual bama that was given to the tzibur. And therefore, moshvotechem over here cannot mean chutz la'aretz. So what does it mean? It means that when you're in Gilgal, that over there it was during the first 14 years, and therefore you were not properly settled. And therefore, in Gilgal, there was not a mitzvah to bring nesachim. So what the Torah was telling us was, I'm going to be giving you a place where you can make yourselves a mizbeach, and where you have a mizbeach, it is lachem, only after it's moshavot and you settle down in Eretz Yisrael, then you bring your korbanos. Okay, so this is all very interdependent, the way Rabbi Shmuel is understanding it, with the actual mitzvah of the nesachim, and that's how he comes up with the understanding of how to interpret the word moshav. So in the same way that over here moshav means after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, 14 years, that's true every place that the Torah uses that word. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, that's ridiculous. It says on Shabbos, also it says moshvotechem. So are you going to tell me that Shabbos is only a chiyav after Yerusha v'Yeshiva and that it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz? Now Rashi learns that the pasuk that we're referring to is lo tevaru esh b'chol moshvotechem b'yom ha-shabbat. Tosfos disagrees vehemently with that, because that pasuk actually comes to teach me a completely different halacha, which is the heter to light a fire in the Maduras Beis HaMoked, in the Beis HaMikdash, and so on. And he learns that what we're talking about is the pasuk that occurs in the middle of the parsha of the Moadim, which is what the Gemara points out is what's unique about this year. And that was Shabbat Hi Lashem B'chol Moshvotechem in the Parshas Moadim, in Parshas Emor. And therefore, since it says Moshavot, Tainis Rabbi Akiva, and over there it's clearly a reference to something that is Chal at all times. So therefore, there's no way that we can learn like you that Moshavot is talking about Lachar Yerusha Yeshiva. It's talking about even outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'noeged bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So if anything, says Rabbi Akiva, Moshavot means wherever you are. Where do you come up with this craziness? Omar lo, no. The fact that Shabbos is nogea everywhere is because there it's clear from a kal v'chomer. If we've seen even normal mitzvahs, kalais, and they are noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, as we've seen, that is the rule for all of the mitzvahs. So then Kol Shekein Shabbos, which is from the most chomer of all of the mitzvahs, of course that applies all over. And therefore, it's not shayach to learn that Moshavot by Shabbos would mean something that defines the mokum of Moshavot all over where we use the word Moshavot. It's not the reason that it applies all over. The Kal v'chomer is the reason. Okay, so now what do we see? Says Abaye, well, the Tana de Polagale de Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, well, Rabbi Shmuel was the one who was saying that if it's going Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel, So then what would he be saying if it's Ali but Rabbi Yishmael, if he's polling Ali? So then that means Shema Amina, that Rabbi Eliezer is L'chumra polling, because we weren't sure who the Tanakama was. So if the Tanakama is Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Eliezer is dafka arguing on the Tanakama is Rabbi Yishmael, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, Moshavot means, even though it says Moshavot, and even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it means after 14 years. So then if Rabbi Eliezer is coming along and saying, no, Moshavot doesn't mean that, it means what? It means even in Chutz Laaretz. So then that would mean that Rabbi Eliezer is going L'chumra, and the Tanakama was going L'kula. Tanakama following Rabbi Yishmael holds that, no, we're not talking about Tnufa, Barnea. We're talking about the din, excuse Barnea. You're illustrating Tnufa very beautifully. We're talking about Nisachim. If you want to illustrate Nisachim, you have to pour out the contents of the cup over your head. Just like you got, that's right. So therefore, what
we're no, it says down the throats of Talmidei Chachamim. So therefore, Rebbe should drink.
So therefore, if Mantana the Poligalai the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yishmael, then that means the Rebbe Eliezer is going to Dafka in context of a Tanakama, who is Rebbe Yishmael, is saying, I disagree. It's not after 14 years. The meaning of Moshav is wherever you are. And therefore, he is going L'chumra. And that was the simple way that we understood the Mishnah, according to our first read anyway. But now we know clearly, the Tanakama was taking for granted that it would be a p'tur, not only a p'tur in where, but even a p'tur in when, because the first 14 years would not be included. Shema Amina, from this analysis, that it's obvious that Rabbi Eliezer is going with Chumra, he is saying that Chadash is Osir, even in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, well, there's something I don't understand. I mean, I wouldn't have brought this up, but you bring in Rabbi Yishmael, and you told me that the basis of this is Rabbi Yishmael. How could Rabbi Yishmael learn the din of Nesachim? I don't get it. He's claiming that wherever it says Moshavot, it means Eretz Yisrael Acher Yud Dalet Shana. I mean, where did he base it on? Le'echakoy Nesachim, right? But Nesachim, remember that the Pusik said two words. Ki tavo, which obviously you're in Eretz Yisrael, and then it says Moshvotechem. Ki tavo el Eretz Moshvotechem. Well, over there, obviously, if it's talking about both Ki tavo, you're in Eretz Yisrael, then the Moshav comes to tell you that it's after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. But what would that have to do with Bechol Moshvotechem, where it doesn't say a word about Ki tavo? You're right. Hochikoma. We actually misrepresented Rabbi Yishmael. He should have said, this is what he really said, that where it says both Bia and Moshav, it means Li'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. And therefore, we were wrong in pretending that it would be a Nogea. It's only Nogea. But this is not a problem, because even by Chodash, the Lashon of Chodash is Ki tavo el ha'aretz asher ani noten lachem, and then it brings the mitzvah of bringing the Omer, and then it says at the end, Chukat olam l'dorotechem b'chol moshvotechem. So therefore, b'chol moshvotechem b'chodash is also learned from the dinim of Nisachim, because in both places, there's first a Ki tavo, and there is afterwards a Moshavot. So that's fine. Okay, now, but if what you're saying is true, so now you're telling me that he holds you need both Bia and Moshavot, now the whole discussion with Rabbi Akiva makes no sense. Because Rabbi Akiva says, well, what about Shabbos? By Shabbos it says Moshavot, but it doesn't say Bia. If Rabbi Yishmael only said his halacha where it says both Bia and Moshavot, so then Rabbi Akiva is simply not talking to the point. Rabbi Yishmael never talked about just the word B'chol Moshvotechem. B'chol Moshvotechem, he's made, obviously, would mean all over the world. So Rabbi Yishmael should have said to him, what's the matter with you, Rabbi Akiva? That's not a good question. I wasn't talking about the word Moshavot alone. I was talking about the word Moshavot in the context of Ki tavo. So why are you asking me this? Instead, what does Rabbi Yishmael do? He gives this other answer. Well, Shabbos is a Kal V'Chomer. That's not the point. So why did he say all of that? name, what does he say? He answers him that what? That's a Kal Vachomer. He should say, name Alei Ana Bil Moshav Kaim. Now, obviously, I only said my point where it first says Bia. It doesn't say anything about Bia by Shabbos, does it? That's true. That's true. That's a little misleading. The truth is that obviously Rabbi Yishmael pointed that out to Rabbi Akiva, but he's saying, look, I got to tell you, Rabbi Akiva, even if that were not the case, and you obviously misunderstood me, but even the way you misunderstand me, it's no kasha because of the fact that Shabbos is a chadah, is a Kal Vachomer. That's called choda v'od. I'm telling you one point, but there's a more fundamental point. Choda v'od koma. First of all, look, I only said my statement about a Moshe v'od that is prefaced by Bia, which is not the case by Shabbos, and therefore your question is irrelevant. But even if what you're saying is true, Od, this question that you've got, you think I would have talked about the Moshe Avot by Shabbos? It's not because of Moshe Avot that Shabbos is all over. Shabbos is obviously all over because of the Kal Vachomer. I didn't want to make it sound like I agreed even with your Hanacha that the basis of the Chiyuv of Shabbos is the fact that it says B'chol Moshavotechem. I disagree with that. Okay, so what's the bottom line? Because right now, as I explained to you at the beginning, it sounds on the surface that the Machlokas is about how to interpret the relationship of the Moshavot to the Kitavo, right? But as I explained up front, the only real basis to this whole discussion was the fact that according to Rabbi Yishmael, there was no alternative other than to understand Moshe Avod as referring to Eretz Yisrael only. Why? Because of the fact that it says, Asher Ani Noten Lecha. Ani Noten Lecha. Asher Ani Noten Lecha means that you have to have a Bomas Tzibur. Whoa, I mean, that's a very complex relationship to the particular sugya of Hakrava Baboma and the Chiyav Nesachim on a Boma. Okay, so that means that ultimately the real machlokas is not about how to understand the meaning of Kitavo and Moshe Avot. It's how to understand the meaning of Kitavo and Moshe Avot in the context of Anino Ten Lachem in Nesachim. So it's not for naught that we utilize the case of the Nesachim as being the source text for the whole concept of the meaning of Moshe Avot. So, okay, so then what's the underlying issue? In other words, Rabbi Akiva says you're wrong. When it says Anino Tein Lachem, Rabbi Yishmael, none of this was even mentioned in their discussion. This is all beneath the surface, right? So, for some reason, Rabbi Akiva rejects the fundamental basis of Rabbi Yishmael's lima, which is Asher Anino Tein Lachem, that this is a reference to Kulchem. It's a reference to something that is a chiv on the tzibur, which would mean that it's a bomas tzibur, not a bomas yochid. So what is that machlokas about? Because, I mean, obviously there's something that has to lie behind that at all. So we're digging down deep here to try to find out, okay, but what's the bedrock of this machlokas? Machlokas is ultimately about whether kirvu nisachim bamidbar kamiflaget. The issue is, were Nesachim brought on a Korban Yochid during the Midbar? We know that Nesachim were brought even originally, because, I mean, it says Beferish. Together with the Chiyav of Olat Tamid, it says, and the Nesachim of the Olat Tamid. That's even back in Shmos. I mean, forget about in Vayikra. So when we were talking about the Mizbeach in Shmos, we were talking about already bringing the Karbonites together with the Nesachim, Yisaron Selet, Kalul B'Shemen Katit, Reva Hahin, Menesach Revi'it Hahin, Yain, Lakeves Echad. That's back already by the Binyan of the Mishkan. So there was no doubt about the fact that Nesachim were brought originally in the Midbar. And the question is, was there this additional Chiyav of Nesachim, which adds a Chiyav on a Korban Shlomim or a Korban Ayla of a Yachid, was that already Chal in the Midbar when the Mitzvah was given or not? So Rabbi Yishmael Savar, Lo Kirvu Nesachim Bamidbar. Since when it says over here, Ki Tavo El Eretz Moshvotechem, so then it means that I'm telling you here in Shlach, good news, something that you're not Chayev today, and that you're going to be coming into Eretz Yisrael, and this wonderful new mitzvah is going to be chal. because of the fact that where we had the Boma Sibur, meaning we had a Mishkan, you could not bring your own korban outside of the Mishkan in the Midbar. So then that would mean, what's the new chiyuv that the Torah is introducing here? The fact that there is a chiyuv to bring even for Yechidim, as long as the Mizbeach is not a Mizbeach of a Yachid. So therefore, if it means that, there's only two places where there was such a thing. And that is essentially in Nov and Givon, and it would have been in Gilgal if it wouldn't have been that you have to have after Yerushiv Yeshiva. So fine. That would mean that the only place in practical terms where this was Nogea was after coming into Eretz Yisrael, where you would bring in Shiloh, and then in Nov and Givon, and then in Yerushalayim from then on. But the Chiyuv did not begin until you actually came into Eretz Yisrael and settled it. Whereas Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, since he holds that there was a Chiyuv even on Yechidim, so then what is the meaning of this wonderful new mitzvah, the brand new news in Parsha Shlach? It can't mean that you're going to be bringing now your Nesachim only in the Karban that is being brought on the Mizbeach HaTzibur, because that was nothing new at all. So when did it stop happening? So therefore, it's clear that what we're telling me over here, that in your Knisa Eretz Yisrael, where according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not dependent on the 14 years. So in Gilgal and in Nov and Givon, where you were able to build your own Bamas Yochid in your backyard, that was the Chiyuv, an amazing new mitzvah, which, of course, could never have been discussed in the context of the Midbar, because there was no such idea bichlal. Whoever heard of a Bamas Yochid? So the Chiddush Aliba de Rabbi Akiva would be that a Bamas Yochid in the time of Gilgal and Nov and Givon, even there, you would bring with your private carbon, you would bring the Sachim. It's an amazing new madrega, says Rabbi Akiva, for a Ben Yisrael to be bringing the Sachim as if he is literally the Tzibur. It's so beautiful. That was the new Chiyuv. That was the Simcha to Yisrael, even in the midst of that pain. Anyway, this is the way that we work out the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel as we've understood it. Omer Abaye, yes, it is, but the problem is that there's another brisa, and this often happens with the Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel, where they would bring different brisas that were brought by a Tana in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. So there's another brisa that actually does not go along with the way that we understand Rabbi Shmuel, that where it says Moshav, it means together with Bia. In this Tana, apparently, the way that we understood the original way to understand Rabbi Shmuel was true. And it's mafik mi'idach tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Because here's the other brisa, the tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Hoyo v'nemru bi'ot b'torah stam. We find in many places that a mitzvah goes into effect ki tavo, and it doesn't say anything about moshavot. So in those cases, there would be no chiyuv of waiting 14 years, you would think. But then you've got one example where the Torah insists that it's only la'achar Yerushav Yeshiva. And where is that? That is ki tavo el ha'aretz asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach v'yirishta v'yashavta ba. It says, b'feresh, you need Yerusha and Yeshiva. Som tasim alecha melech. So the din of creating a malchus is only after 14 years. And it specifies this. So therefore, that comes to teach us that wherever it mentions kitavo, it means li'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva, just like it explains here, v'yirishta v'yashavta ba. And that would mean that even just the word kitavo is enough to prove that it's only after 14 years. Now, this is very different from the original brayta. The way we were understanding Rabbi Shmuel was that it's only where Moshavot comes together with Kitavo. We don't learn a general rule out of the din of Malchus. So how is it? I mean, this is a beautiful raya, isn't it? Why does the other brayta of Rabbi Shmuel not hold of this, Ve'ida, that first brayta? Is because you can't learn out from Melech. Because there's another beautiful place where it says exactly the same thing, V'haya ki tavo el haaretz asher Adonai Elohecha noten lecha nachala v'yirishta v'yashavta ba v'lakachta mireshit kol pri ha'adama. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. And there you bring it with all of the mitzvahs of Bikurim, and you bring all your peres to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Namarta of the Hashem Alkech, and so on and so forth. Now, over there it says exactly those same words, Ki Tavo, and it specifies V'yirishta V'yashavtaba, word for word what it said by the Melucha. That means that we have two psukim teaching us the same deal. So therefore, you cannot learn from here, because if indeed Ki Tavo itself is already meant, because of the other pasuk, to teach us that it's only after Yerushav Yeshiva, why would we need to repeat the whole thing again over here? And why is it that the second brides, it doesn't hold that it's Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad? Why does the other brides hold that from here, Rabbi Yishmael says, you can learn out any place in the Torah where it says Ki Tavo, that it means after 14 years? Because Tzrichei. There is no way to learn one of these examples out of the other. Because look, let's say the Torah would have only told you the din of the Malchus, Melech, and it wouldn't have said, Ki Tavo Acher Yerushav Yeshiva by Bikurim. I would have thought, wait a minute. If it said the Melech, I would say Bikurim. In the Bikurim, you enjoy the fruits immediately. You come into Eretz Yisrael, and you're already having Hanos. You're not going to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu your Reishis. So I would have thought, it's true that in other cases it means only after 14 years, but it's nonsensical to say that you should be able to take the new Paris and for 14 years not to indicate that you came into Eretz Yisrael. That's crazy. On the other hand, if it would have said Bikurim, it would not have told you the din of Melech. I would have said, now wait a minute, you're coming into Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to be Kevesh Eretz Yisrael, to destroy the Goyim, to break up Avodah Zarah. That requires a Melech. It's the Melech that is going to lead you. I mean, that was in the end of Bakasha. We need a Melech to lead us, right? So therefore, I would have said, well, obviously, the first thing that you do when you're about to set up all of these wars that are going to be going on for all of these years, so there you should make your Melech immediately. So have I mean a Melech the Darko Lichbosh, that I'm mechuyev to do right away. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to tell me in both of these cases, there is only a chiyev la'acher Yerusha v'yeshiva. So you can't call that Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad because they're not learnable from each other. Whereas the Tana of the first Braita holds that it's not true. If the Torah would have written Melech, then I would have been able to learn out Bikurim, because I would have said, if even when there's such a powerful logistical need for a Melech, nonetheless, the Torah only puts it into effect after 14 years. So Uma Melech Lelich Bosh Le'acher Yerusha V'yeshiva. Kol Shekein Bikurim, which is just part of the way in which you relate to the land and are thankful for the land, that for sure only comes after Yerushav Yeshiva, because the Melech was even part of the Yerushav Yeshiva and doesn't apply until Lach Yerushav Yeshiva. So Bikurim lo Kol Shekein. So in other words, they do not believe the idea that you should be Makir Teva with your Bikurim. They do not believe that that comes into effect immediately. And therefore, they hold that you would be able to leave to derive Bikurim from the din of Melech. This, of course, has very profound implications for the Inyanim of Hakaras Teva and the relationship of Eini Kafui Teva to the actual living in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the entry. So let us not forget that this is an extremely fundamental machlokas about where Hakaras Teva lives. Does it live, in fact, in the actual Kiyum of Reishis and the real Yerusha Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael? V'idach, Masha Enkein, the second Brisa says, if it would have said it this way, let's say it would have only say Yerusha Yeshiva b'nogeya melech, even if you're right that I would have been able to learn Bikurim, I wouldn't have, because I would have said, listen, this is all very nice if there was no place that the Torah says that there is a chiyuv immediately upon coming into Eretz Yisrael, okay? But there is a place like that, albeit it's not in Bikurim, but I would have said it certainly would apply to Bikurim. Where is that place? That is Chala. Now, by Chala, it talks about Bia, but it utilizes a very strange and idiosyncratic way of referring to the Bia. What it says is Bivo Achem. El Haaretz. Now note that there's a big difference between Bivoachem and Kitavo. Right? The same way there's a big difference between Bereshis Bar Elohim and the idea of Behi Bar Am. So this is Bivoachem. As you come in, that's very different. Why does it say Bivoachem? Because it means that you're still in the middle of doing the Knesset Haaretz, which means it's not after 14 years. It's instantly. You walk into Eretz Yisrael, you're already Chayiv and Chala. So I would have said, the same way that the Torah did give us a particular mitzvah that goes into effect instantly, I would have said, okay, I mean, the Bikurim is very similar to the idea of Chala. So now I should actually make sense that I should do the Bikurim right away. And therefore, maybe over here, I would learn that it comes from Chala, not from the Melech. That's why I need for Bikurim to be written that even over there that I would have thought I learned from Chala, I still need to say only Le'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva, because otherwise I wouldn't have learned it out from the Melech. Therefore, we disagree with you. And this is a Tzrichei. Okay. That's how the other Brisa learns. So now that we're saying, why does it say Moshavot by Shabbos? That's really weird. I mean, Shabbos, what would be the Havamina that we need to know that it's Bechol Moshavotechem? It's true. No, we do need it. Why? Because remember, one of the strangest things about the Seder of the Moyadim that is written in Emel is the fact that Shabbos is included in the list of the Moadim. So, the Torah, for some reason, talks about Shabbos as if Ela Moadei Hashem, and then Shabbos as if Shabbos is a Moed. Now, if Shabbos is a Moed, it would require Kiddush of Bezda. So you would have thought that since it appears in the list of Moadim, Tiboy Kiddush Ki Moadot, that would mean that it is a din in Kiddush of Bezdin, and it's not a given that it exists all over the earth. And therefore, Kiddush Bezdin is something that is dependent in being in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, I would say that maybe it's included in that halacha, Sotibay Kiddush. Therefore, Kamash Malan, that no, Bechol Moshvotechem, even in places where there is no Sanhedrin, and at times where there is no Sanhedrin, you will be Chayev in Shabbos as a given. So then, okay, fine. Well, what about this weird fact that we need Moshavot to be written when it comes to Chukat Olam L'Dorotechem B'chol Moshvotechem Kol Chelev V'chol Dam Lo Tochev? Obviously, what's the difference where I am? Why would I be allowed to drink blood just because I happen to be living with the Maasai? I mean, it's like any other mitzvah in the Torah and it applies all over, right? It's a Chavos HaGuf. Why does it need to say B'chol Moshvotechem? Ah, over there also I need it. Because where do we find all of these Yisurim about not to eat chalev and not to have dam? In the middle of the Seder of the Korbanos. So I would have thought that it's dependent on the fact that the dam has to go on the Mizbeach, right? Like it says in the Pasuk. And the chalev is brought specifically on the Mizbeach, which is why a chaya that's not brought on the Mizbeach, there's no Yisur chalev, actually, right? So it would make a lot of sense to say, if there's no korbanos, there's no Beis HaMikdash, then maybe only bizman deika korban nitzur chela v'dam, but bizman deleka korban lo. Therefore, kamash balan, that even so, b'chol moshvotechem. Okay, and why does it say, by matzah, even though it throws in more, it doesn't really, it's not clear that that's the correct yursa. It says, b'chol moshvotechem tochlu matzot. So why do, obviously, b'chol moshvotechem, it's a chayvas on the Adam. Why would it be Nogea de Karka? No, because it's true. Sagadat Ramino Vixiv, Al Matsot Morim Yochluhu. Since the mitzvah is given together with Korban Pesach, so I would have thought only Bizmandi Ika Pesach. Then you've got this mitzvah of Al Matsot Morim Yochluhu. But Bizmandi Leka Pesach, there's no Chiev. Therefore, Kamash Malan, Bechol Moshvotechem Tochlu Matzot, even if there's no Korban Pesach, still eat that matzah on Leil Pesach. Okay, and what about Tefillin of Petach Hamor, which is how we started this whole thing? It says, V'hayaki Tavo Kiyaviyacha. What's the Vaya Kiyaviyacha? There's nothing to do with Vaya Kiyaviyacha. If there's Tefillin and Petach Hamor, why does it say Vaya Kiyaviyacha? That is coming to teach me like in a ton of the very Rabbi Shmuel. The Vaya Kiyaviyacha means this mitzvah. Do this mitzvah so that Vaya Kiyaviyacha. The coming into Eretz Yisrael is dependent on your being Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and reaching a madrega that is makes you roy for Knesset La'aretz and Yerusha. And that means do this mitzvah of Petach Hamor and of Tefillin, Shebishvila Tikanes La'aretz. This is the basis of your coming to Eretz Yisrael. So tomorrow we're going to discuss whether indeed the idea of Moshavot, whether that means the actual everywhere that you are, or whether it means only Lacha Yerusha Yeshiva. Now, this is going to end up making a tremendous nafkamina about the actual history of the Knesset La'aretz Yisrael. You know, because, I mean, the question was there a need for the aiding Chadash, a need to bring in Omer, or was it a heter at that time, or were they unable to eat? Because it was Chadash. All of this we'll have to discuss tomorrow, and that will bring us back to an understanding of the Mon and how long they ate the Mon. Okay, wonderful, interesting, and fascinating. So we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same station, with the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I thank you for being here and allowing me to learn the Daf with you.